Obviously questions. Look, China's been buying a lot of soybean and buying when they would normally buy from us, buying from South America, other locations. And so there are questions about whether they can actually or will they meet their commitments that they made, the 12 million tons of purchases this year, going back to 25 million in future years for several years. As is usually the case with China, I think it's going to be incumbent upon the administration to enforce the terms of that agreement. But look, there's obviously questions, but we need to make sure that we recognize that this is good news. The stonewalling has ended, and we need to keep working, while at the same time recognizing that that China market is big, it's important, it's a good place for soybean and pork and other products. We can also be diversifying our trade portfolio, again, places like Vietnam, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, Philippines, etc. We've got to be playing offense and diversifying as well. That's, I think, the lesson that we should learn here from the last several years is don't put all your eggs in one basket, but develop these markets wherever they are.